Okay, today let us discuss the minhag of Chanukah parties. Ooh, that was scary. What? The minhag of Chanukah parties. Is it a minhag? Is it not? What? Okay, the truth is I don't have much to say. I did not get much of a... No, I'm not discussing foods. There are different types. That's a different discussion. Donuts and latkes and...
Susie Fishbar. That's the discussion for Susie Fishbar.
But just general the inyan of having a Chanukah party and things related to the minhag. Obviously, it's come today. When I was a child, I don't remember everyone Chanukah party. That's another topic. That's a separate topic.
You didn't have to go to our house with a party.
It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't
Jewish tradition.
Today, this Chanukah party, that Chanukah party, it became such a... The impression I get is that it's
commercial.
It's become a much bigger thing than it used to be. But obviously, there is some meaning of having a Su'udas Chanukah. Chanukah, what we call a Chanukah party, but really it's a Su'udah in honor of Chanukah when the family comes together. Is there such an meaning? Is this a Su'udas Mitzvah? Is it a Su'udas Rishus? What is the status? So the truth is, let's begin with something a little bit different. There is something called Sefer Antiochus. Sefer Antiochus is part of the Apocrypha. It didn't make it. It did not make it into the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Who is the author of Sefer Antiochus? There are a lot of Sfarim that did not make it. There's Sefer Maccabim, number one. Sefer Maccabim, number two. And there's Sefer Yehudis. And there is Sefer Antiochus. These are just Sfarim which relate to Chanukah. Not talking about all the other Sfarim that there are out there in the Apocrypha that did not make it into the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Now these Sfarim, some of them were written by very, very great people, and perhaps there was even an attempt, there was an application that was filled out to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Why not? Why shouldn't this be part of this Chof Dalet Sifrei HaTanakh? Who wrote Sefer Antiochus? So it's brought down, it was written by the Ziknei Beis Shammai, Ziknei Beis Hillel. Now, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel lived about at least 100 years after the Chanukah miracle. I'm estimating. Chanukah miracle, the Shammai and Hillel lived at the end of the Bayis Sheni. And the Chanukah miracle took place about 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Approximately 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So right smack in the center. It was really smack in the middle of the Tkufa, the 420 years. The Bayis Sheni is when the Chanukah miracle occurred. And Shammai and Hillel lived at the very end. So it appears that either they or their Talmidim, someone related to the family or the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, wrote this thing called Sefer Antiochus. Antiochus was the name of the Greek Syrian king who was a Rasha, who brought upon Klal Yisrael all the Tzaris, all the Gezeiros, they climax in his time. And the miracle of Chanukah took place during that 50-year period, during the time of Antiochus, and they wrote this thing called Sefer Antiochus, and it records exactly what happened. And part of it is just like the Megillah. It reads like the Megillah. And just like in the Megillah, we have Kimu v'kiblu alei ma'yehudim. Just like in the Megillah, we have a pasuk that says the Jews will call upon themselves lassos to make days of mishta v'simcha u'mishloch manos ishtariyehu, and it goes on and says they will call upon themselves. I don't know the pasuk in my heart what it says in the Megillah, but there are pasukim which tell us exactly that every single year they will makabel alem v'al zarem to be makayim in the midst of mishta v'simcha. That's why we have a suda mishta, and so we have mishloch manos and a suda. And when we read the Megillah, it does not say yom tov. One pasuk says the Megillah says they wanted to make it into a Yom Tov. They wanted, Esther wanted that it should be a day where it's also the Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha like it's true when it comes to the other Moadim. But the Anshei Knesset HaGedola rejected that demand. They only accepted or enacted that it should be days of Mishta and Simcha, but they left out the word Yom Tov. So in Sefer Antiochus, let me read to you, it's in Pasuk Samach Test. I'm not exactly sure if they are Parakim. I didn't see it inside. right, but there's a quote here from Sefer Antiochus, from what was written by Zikne Shammai Hillel, Kimu b'nei Chashmonoi la'asos, they will makabel upon themselves, the descendants of the Chashmonoim, la'asos shmona yom ha'ela, these 8 days, the 8 days of the miracle, the 12th sign from the 25th day of Kislev, yimei mishte v'simcha, days of mishte v'simcha, kimei Moyadim, it's what it says in the pasuk. It's a pasuk. It's like a real pasuk. Just that this sefer never made it into the Chav Dalet Sefer Tanach, so we don't study. It's not part of the sets on the bookcase. We don't study all the books on the bookcase. So what difference does it make, right? Kimei Moadim Hakisuvim BaTorah, like the festivals that are written in the Torah.
Shammai
VeHillel. The Zikne Shammai VeHillel. It says here that the Goyim, who says that Megillas Antiochus is a holy book? It's a holy book. It's just not part of the Chav Dal Sifrei Tanach. K'vchei Muva B'Shem HaGoyim. Reading who says in the Sefer, the Goyim say that Megillas Antiochus Nichtav Al Yedei HaChashmonoim. So different opinions. Some say that it was written by the Chashmonoim. The Kohanim, they wrote Sefer Antiochus. Uve halachas gedolos, kasa b'zeh halashon, ziknei b'shamai v'ziknei b'shilal heim kasu Megillas Beis Chashmonoi. It's also known as Megillas Beis Chashmonoi. Some refer to Megillas Antiochus, and some refer to this book as Megillas, not a Sefer, a Megillah. So there would have been a sixth Megillah. Different applications. It didn't make it as being called the Sefer. Maybe at least should be called there a Sefarim in Ksuvim. And there are the Chomesh Megillos. They wanted there to be called the Megillah, called Megillas Chashmonoi, written by Zikne Shammai Hillel. It did not make it. Fine. But there is some degree of authoritative nature. And it says there are two psuk in Pasuk Samachtes, Kimei Moyadim HaKsuv Metoira. And it says again in Pasuk Ayin Gimel in this Megillah. It appears to be a short Megillah. Al Kain. B'nei Yisrael, mehayoyim hahu, b'chol golusam, in all different locations of their golus, shoymrim hayomim ho'ele, v'yikru lohem yimei mishte v'simcha. They were makabel. The Chashmonoim, it appears, the family of Kohanim, they went a step further. They mamish were makabel upon themselves as a yomtev. Now, we're not all descendants of the Chashmonoim, and in fact, the Gemara tells us that the Chashmonoim were all killed out. There are no more people left from the family of the Chashmonoim because Hurdis wiped them all out. That is also controversial because there do appear to be indications in Chazal that they were still survivors of the Kohanim, the family of the Chashmonoim. And when the Gemara says they didn't exist, they were killed out, they went into hiding. They went into hiding because anyone that would reveal that they come from the family of the Chashmonoim, automatically they're a target for execution. But years later, when the Gezeris were over, then the secret, the class of Chashmonoim came out of hiding. But it appears that after the miracle, the family of the Chashmonoim, as long as they survived for another 200 years, they actually observed Hanukkah as a day of a moed like Pesach and Sukkot, where they did not do Malacha. But that's only for the Chashmonoim. What about the Hamoinam, the average person? We have to understand the Hanukkah. This is a topic in and of itself. I'm going off on a tangent now, but it's an important point to mention as we go into this inyan, is that the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is a Yom Tov for Kohanim. Unlike Purim, which is a Yom Tov for everyone. Purim, who brought about the miracle? Esther said, Lech Kinos Es Kol HaYehudim. Every single member in Klal Yisrael participated in the Mispalel and bringing about the miracle during Tshuva. In the miracle of Hanukkah, what does it say? Al Yidei, we say this in the Nusach of the Al Hanisim, Al Yidei Kohanecha HaKidoshim. It was a miracle that was brought about through the holy Kohanim. It's their Yom Tif. It's not our Yom Tif. Else you're claiming here. It's the Yom Tif of the Kohanim, and every member in Klal Yisrael is just a guest at their table on the Yom Tif of Hanukkah. In the Mail, we see a fascinating insight into this thing which you don't have anywhere else in the Moadim, is where there was a distinction in the way it was celebrated. In the Megillas Antiochus, Zikne Shammai Hillel, this holy book to a certain degree, there was a distinction how it was celebrated. The family of the Kohanim, it was the real deal. it was an Isser Melacha. The average person who's just a guest, it says in Pasuk Ayin Gimel in this Megillah, the Bnei Yisrael, not the Chashmonoim, distinction between the previous Pasuk, it said the Chashmonoim, were Makabel as a day of Yom Tif like the other Moadim. But the Bnei Yisrael, the average citizen in Klal Yisrael, Me'ayemahu b'chol gulusum shem ha'yem ha'il v'yiku elohem yimei mishte v'simcha. Mishte v'simcha means simcha, mishte, party. You have to party. You have to have a su'uda. And if this is recorded in the Megillah, this means it's a su'udas mitzvah. A su'udas mitzvah is a very high level. It's not an average lunch meal. Su'udas mitzvah. So what do we learn? That it was su'udas mitzvah. So the problem was this accepted? No. Was this accepted? So we have to understand that Megillas Antiochus or Megillas Chashmonaim was not part of the Chavta Allah Sifrei Tanakh. Now it's interesting also to know that this is alluded to in the word Chanukah as well. What does the word Chanukah literally mean? Chanukah means a rededication. Chanukah, dedication. Chanukah sabayis. What do they dedicate on Chanukah? The Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was defiled by the Yevonim for 3 years. They offered sacrifices to idols, pigs, and all these strange things. And after 3 years, the Chashmonaim recaptured the Mizbeach. They destroyed, they demolished the old Mizbeach, built the new Mizbeach, and they dedicated the Mizbeach on the 25th day of Chanukah. Chanukas oz egmar b'shir mizmar Chanukas ha-Mizbeach. That's the simple meaning of Chanukah. However, there are many allusions. They rested. They rested on the 25th day of the month. What did they rest from? So some want to suggest they rested from war. All the wars came to an end, a time of peace. That's a very difficult thing to say, because we know as a fact that the wars were not over. The wars first started. The wars went on for another 25 years. There were some very serious wars and a lot of death and a lot of churban. To say that now in retrospect we call this the 25th day Chanukah, Chanukah, they rested on the 25th day from war, it's a stretch. Maybe they rested from a war at that moment in time.
They had a break from the war.
A very short break, and it was a break, and they knew there was a lot more to go. It's hard to say. Okay, so that's how we want to approach deal with it. Others want to say Chanukah means simply they rested from melacha. That's really what it means. The holy holiday itself captures this concept that they did not do labor on Chanukah, like it says in Megillas Antiochus. It's a fact. It's a historical fact that the family of the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim, which no longer pretty much when it became extinct, they ceased to exist. The Chashmonaim, they Chanu rested on the 25th day from Melacha, from doing labor. So it was for them a real Yom Tov. So that's for them. But we should at least recognize the koyach that it's a Yom Tov. At kedei kach, you don't do melacha. Certainly every meal that you eat will be a meal that is considered to be a su'udas mitzvah. Okay, however, now let me just go along this approach. It's also called chanu. They rested from allowing Chanukah to be entered into the Kisvei Kodesh of 25. The Chanukah doesn't refer to the 25th day of Kislev. It refers to the 25th book. There are only 24 books in the Kislev Kodesh. Chanu, they held back from allowing the name Chanukah itself. There's a limit to the sanctity of this holiday. This holiday is not going to be a holiday like Purim and like all the biblical holidays which are rooted in Sifrei Kodesh. Chanu, they restrain themselves from allowing Megillas Antiochus, or otherwise known as Megillas Beis Chashmonai, as being the 25th book of the Kisvei Kodesh. And how is that hidden too? Chanukah stands for Ches. Ches is Ches, Nun. What's Nun? Nevi'im. There are 8 Nevi'im. Chanu, Vav, the Vav of Chanu, Vav. Then comes the Chav, Ksuvim. 6 Ksuvim, 6 books in the Ksuvim, and hey, the last letter are the Chomesh Megillos. That takes you to a total of 19, plus the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, for a total of 24. So the name itself, Chanukah, this is from Yosef Chaim Zunfeld, alludes to the fact that they held themselves back from allowing Megillas Antiochus to be the 25th. It's only Ches Nevi'im, There are 8 Nevi'im. There are 8 books in the Sifrei Nevi'im. There are 6 books in the Sifrei Kesuvim. And there are 5 Megillos. Megillos are not the same. And it's assumed, it's never partial. We add to that also the Chamish Chumshe Torah for a total of 20. So that's an assumption, that's a given. For 24. And Megillos Antiochus is out. It's not part of the Sifrei Kodesh, and therefore, even though it says here that the Bnei Yisrael were makabel that it should be a day of Yom Mishneh v'Simcha, it was not accepted by the Anshei Kness Hagadola as sacred, and it's not true. There's not necessarily a day of Mishneh v'Simcha. It's not a day of Mishneh v'Simcha. There is no requirement whatsoever to have a Suda, and if you choose to have a Suda, you does not have the status of a Sudas Mitzvah. L'mayin afka mina. If the meal is a Sudas Mitzvah, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So what's a nafka mina if it's a sudas or shur sudas mitzvah? So there are many nafka minas, the simplest nafka minas, do you say, no, aval anyway can't go to sudas mitzvah. Only very rare, only few exceptions. It can be more lenient. There are leniencies for na'avelis. There are definitely lenient, that's one approach. But even a sudas mitzvah, stavim sudas mitzvah, aval can't go. Because a sudas mitzvah is also a sudas reyos, reyim, it's also problematic. Only the very few and rare exceptions. But generally, the simple difference, do you say al hanisin? Do you say al hanisim when you wash, when you bench? If you hold it to sudas rishos, you don't. You have not to hefsek in birchas hamazon to add in the middle of birchas hamazon to add things that are not part me'ena hamaora. You have no right to add al hanisim. You have no right to do that. But if it's a sudas mitzvah, then you mechuyev to add al hanisim. Tzvilah, you add al, because today of lahoides ulahalel. Lahoides ulahalel, we have to give shevach lahoida, part of the nusach tzvilah. That's the appropriate thing to do. It's not called a hefsik in the Shmoneh Esrei. But a mishneh, if it's not called the day of mishneh, it's not a sudas mitzvah, you're not allowed to add into the birchas hamazon al hanisim. So this is a very major nafkamina between. To know what the halach is. So far, what do we have over here so far? We have here the earliest source of what is the nature of the halach comes from Megillas Antiochus. Megillas Antiochus is a sacred book. It was written possibly with Ruach HaKodesh. It did not, and there it tells us two fascinating things. The Chashmonoim did one thing. For them it was Mamish HaYomtev, and for Kol Yisrael it was accepted as a day of Mishteh V'Simcha. Now the Chashmonoim, we learned the distinction between Kohanim, how they celebrate, and how the average Jew celebrates, and that teaches us a new concept, that the holiday of Chanukah is a holiday primarily for Kohanim. We also have to keep in mind that the Chashmonoim are gone. They don't exist anymore. The whole family, this the Chashmonoim, they're no longer around. They were wiped out by Hurdis in time of the Bayis Sheni, and even the closet of Chashmonoim, there were very few. So today it's just generally a holiday for Klal Yisrael. Sefer Antiochus is sacred. Zikne Shama V'Hillel. But it did not make it into the Sifrei Kodesh. And therefore, just because it says it there does not mean that it is accepted to Halacha. And therefore, you can't bring a raya, a halachic proof from Sefer Antiochus. It's a good source. It's the best source that we got, we can possibly get, but it's not a halachic proof because it was not condoned by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So halacha l'maisa, what do we do? So the truth is, this is a big debate among the Goinim, the Rishonim, the Rambam, everyone throws in their hat to try to the machria, what is the bottom line? So the Marami, one, the Rambam and the Marami Ranberg, the Marami Ranberg says there's no sudas mitzvah. Categorically, no, zero, zilch. It's a sudas rishus. There's no sanctity in making a Hanukkah party. Zero. Marami Ranberg. Marami Ranberg, they discovered recently. Even though the Rambam lived about 700 years ago, they recently discovered new manuscripts from the Marami Ranberg. And even though he writes La Halacha, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, he records, historically, in his day, as a matter of fact, that everyone celebrates, everyone goes out and has Chanukah parties. It's the Minog Yisrael to have a Chanukah party. So this is a new revelation, which has only come to the attention of Kal Yisrael in recent years. So it's interesting. He's quoted all over in all the old Svarim from 400 years ago, 300 years ago, that the Merame Ramberg Paskins, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Yet he himself has made the observation in his own day, in his own lifetime, it's Minog Yisrael to have a Suda on Chanukah.
Everybody else was doing it but him.
No, he doesn't say, okay, that's an interesting point. The Rambam Paskins, there's no Sudas Mitzvah. Well, it's not clear with the Rambam. I take it back, because the Rambam, let me read the words of the Rambam, and everyone debates what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, let me find the words of the Rambam. If I can find it. Das Harishonim, Hanesher HaGodol, HaRambam, is called the Great Eagle. Shekasa b'chibur b'zeh haloshen. Hiskinu chachamim, sheba'oysa hador of that generation, sheyiyu shmanis hayam ha'ilu yimei simcha, days of joy. Doesn't say to make a mishta. V'halel, to recite halel. U'madlikin bohen haneros. He doesn't say the word mishta. He leaves it out. So that's the big debate. Big debate there. There's encyclopedias written on this Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? Because in Megillat Antiochus it says yimei simcha u'mishta. Purim it says yimei simcha u'mishta. So if you want to say meal, you say the word mishta. Mishta literally means to drink, but mishta is used in reference to a party, to a sudas mitzvah. The Rambam did not say the word mishta. He said the word simcha. So what does the Rambam mean? Everyone is fighting back and forth. The Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, which Ruba de Ruba, he is the Perish Rashi on the Rambam, because he quotes out of the Rambam and he adds his little knedge here and there to explain what the Rambam means, the Pasuk Halacha L'Maisa. He says, I'll read you over here what he said, the Mechaber says. Mechaber, this is Sfardi. Go talk to a Sfardi. Ribuy hasu'udos shemar ben bohem heim su'udos horishos. That's the Rambam. That's the Mechaber. The Mechaber, L'Chora, quoting from the Rambam, because simcha means you don't say tachnun. Days of simcha, you don't say tachnun. No hespedim. But do you have a meal? No meals. Play dreidel, have some simcha, play dreidel. It's not something a simcha, you lose all your money. It's no simcha. But, shaloi kivom, they did not establish a limishta v'simcha. Okay? Now let me elaborate. Let me read you the Mishnah Berurah.
Sounds like he's against it.
He clearly, explicitly, the Beis Yosef says, clearly, and the Beis Yosef L'Chor is quoting the Rambam, clearly that it's Rishus. The Marame Rattenberg, clear. Marame Rattenberg, he's the Shurish of all Minhagim, all many halacha, the biggest Bali halacha. We have Ashkenazic Jewry. It's a Rishus. He explicitly says it's a Rishus. The nail, according to the Rambam, according to the way and the Shulchanuch, you don't recite Al Hanis and Birchas Hamasim. Unbelievable. Now let me just elaborate. Just read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah explains what the lomnis of the Mechaber is. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Tzif Kot and Vav run very quickly. Shloi Kavul Mishnah Simcha Ela Halu Hoydes V'Nir the Hatam. I mean the Mishnah Berurah. The Loi Kavul Kain the Simcha Kama B'Purim Ki B'Purim Hoyag Zera Lahashmi Laharagides Hagufos. Purim when they kill our bodies. The Mei Lashu Bitul Mishdev Simcha. When there's no body, there's no eating, there's no drinking. The body needs food. And there's no body, there's no food. It wasn't to go destroy our neshamas. Even if the Jewish people would have converted to some pagan religion in the time of Haman, it wouldn't make a difference. You're a Jew. I don't care what religion you observe. You come from Jews, you're going to be killed. Therefore, lo hayim kabbalo isam l'kach kishoyt shilam akadosh baruch hu mimenu kavu lohal l'shabcho al yisparach gam ken ayideh mishteh v'simcha melu the guf is in Jew. Since the threat was to our bodies, the celebration is for our bodies. How do we celebrate our bodies? We give our bodies good food and good drink. That wasn't exactly. He want to kill us. He want to take away the spiritual, the religion from us. So therefore the celebration is purely a spiritual celebration. There's no room to celebrate with food and drink. kedei lahamir datam, a religious war. Kumoy shano emim lahashkichon tarasecho vim lechei vutsanecha, vim hoi yishol machnin lohem, liyos kivushim tachas yadim ulhalis lohem, mas vichajim lemunasim chasham. Lohayim avakshim yoyser. If we would have converted to their religion and worshipped idols and done all those strange things, and they'll be very happy. Ella shehig v'kadosh baruch hu yad yishol v'nitzochem. L'kach le'kivom ella l'hal l'hoydes levad. There's no need for food. It's not a celebration of the body. K'loy ma'akevon shehim rotzul l'mdoya oisano mizel l'chbar b'datoy chas shalom uve'ezrasso yisparach lo'y hifiku z'momom. They did not bring their plans to fruition. V'garva yodeinu l'kach anu moedim m'shamchem lo'y al shayolonu le'lokim v'lo'y azavunu me'avoydosoy. And we don't need to celebrate. This is the mahalach of the Rambam, according to the interpretation of the Beis Yosef, and according to the Rami Randberg, and according to the Rad. There's another very big Rishon called the Rav Yo. Rav Yo is a very big Baal Halacha, and he says explicitly, and he says, the Chanukah Purim Wait, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. There's a little way around. Okay, all right, that's the other mahalach. Okay, fine. So this is the mahalach of the Rambam, Randberg and the Rambam. Now, to the other extreme. There are other rishonim, big, heavy-duty, that say pumfakert. It's a sudas mitzvah. And the Rambam says, simcha, the Rambam means sudas mitzvah. And Antiochus, what more do you want, Megillas Antiochus? It's not the Kisvei HaKodesh, but Megillas Antiochus is not something that you can just brush off. You don't brush off. Ad kidei kach, who says this is from the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo says this. And the Ramohim, the Ramoh, says this not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramoh wrote a sefer called Darkei Moshe. Chuvis Darkei Moshe, and a lot of things he says there are not like what he says in the Shulchan Aruch, which is very problematic in many areas of Halacha. The Ramah, the question is, what did he write first? When did he write first? And what do we do? Well, there are a lot of this is a sefer called Darkei Moshe. There, the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, he says, he quotes the Mordechai, another very big chain of the Messiah, and the Mordechai says, yes, 100%, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The Rav Yo says, Sudas Mitzvah, Ad Kidei Kach. If you forget Al Hanisim, repeat it. Repeat the Berachas HaMazon because it's a Sudas Mitzvah. You mechuyev to the Suda. And if you don't do it the right way, you gotta go say over the Berachas HaMazon all over again. Unbelievable. So this is the two extremes.
Every day,
8 days. It's expensive. Okay, so these are the two. Now there are many more Rishonim which get involved back and forth. There's a lot of long alichos in this. Now before I tell you what the Ramah says is just incredible. I want to tell you one of very which caught my attention and this beautiful idea of a support, not a real support, but an interesting idea of why there should not be a Sudas Mitzvah. Remember, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is Al Yidei Koyanecha HaKedoshim. When you bring a Korban Mincha. When a Jew brings a Korban Mincha, what happens? So the Kohen takes the Mincha, he takes a Kenitza, and he burns the Kenitza on the Mizbeach. And what happens to the leftovers? The leftovers are eaten, the Shirayim, by the Kohanim. When a Kohen brings a Mincha, what happens to the Mincha? The Kohen takes a Kenitza, burns the Kenitza on the Mizbeach, Minchas Kohen Kolil Tiktar, is completely burnt. There's no achila. When the Kohen brings a gift, a mincha, there's no achila. Completely burnt. The Yom that some want to suggest, it's not a raya, but it's a very interesting remes, that being that we have to always keep in mind this fundamental difference between Chanukah and Purim, the Yom of Chanukah is the Yom of the Kohanim. It's their Yom, they have primacy, and when they bring a mincha, minchas Kohen, kolil toktar. There's no achila by Kohanim. When Kohanim do something, there's no gashmi, it's pikul ruchni. So it can't be that there's a chiyav suda when you're dealing with the gift, the way the Kohanim come to celebrate something that's unique to them. When Klal Yisrael celebrates, there's always food and drink. But when Kohanim celebrates, when they bring a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to commemorate a good event, to give a Sherech Vaida, they don't eat. Kolel Tiktar. And being Chanukah is their holiday, Memela, there's no Suda, a riot to the sheet of the Rambam, the Rambam Randberg, that there should not be a Suda. Okay, but the Rambam, and Darkei Moshe, the Raviyah, and others say there is. So what do we do? So we have a very unique, this is like one of a kind of what the Rambam, everyone, they tell us to the children all the time, they always, this is like what, this is the thing that is always discussed in Yeshiva, in Yeshiva Katana, even in Sifta, and there's always the Shita of the Rambam here in Shulchan Aruch. After we've quoted what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, we have Hagah of Moshe Isselis V'yesh Aymrim Sheyesh Kitsas Mitzvah. He's machriya. You hear this? Machriya between the Rambam and the Rav Yoh. The Mordechai. Between the Mordechai and the Rambam. Ish kitzas mitzvah beribui hasudos mishom deba'osan hayam hoye chanukas ham. Now he says something which is totally off the charts. He says because this again, there's no clear understanding of these matters. Everything is very, so that's the goal of me talking, to come and more confused than you start off. And if, you know, you would think that he would stop right there. So let me make believe here. I'm going to omit the words, what he said. I'm just going to go to the very end, and then we'll come back to the, what I'm going to leave out. Mishesh ktsas mitzvah, beribri hasudos, period. V'noihagim loimar, he says, well, the custom is, custom minhag, that's our legitimacy to get this into this section. Noihagim loimar, zimirois visishbachois, ushevachois, besuudos shemar bim bohem, v'oz have a su'udas mitzvah. So he says what you should do is, you should sing songs, mosor, and say divrei Torah, and give shelach v'hoidah, and that will transform it into a su'udas mitzvah. Now let me explain. The poskim say as follows. Have a regular day in the year, middle of the summer, and you have a big meal, you invite over your whole family. It's a su'udas rishus, right? Sudashus. But you know what? We're going to have drushes until forever. We're going to have 50 speeches.
Your family won't show up.
50 speeches. All divrei Torah shiros v'seshpachos, the most eloquent, beautiful shiros. Is that suda become a suda simitzah?
No.
There's nothing in the world you can do, nothing you can possibly do to transform a sudas rishus into a sudas mitzvah. With shiros v'sishbachos, it either it is or it's not. If it's a bris milah, okay, it's sudas mitzvah. Sim sechta, sudas mitzvah. If it's a yomtiv, if it's Shabbos, if it's yomtiv, Purim, sudas mitzvah. Okay, that's it. You don't need to do anything. You can talk. Right. You can talk politics.
Right.
You can talk about Obama, and it's still called the sudas mitzvah. But a sudas rishus. Even with the best, the most brilliant Divrei Torah, the most eloquent Sherech V'Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blibes a Sudas Rishos. Hanukkah, what?
I think I'm right. It has helped you.
Yeah. Zivchei Nesim. It takes away Zivchei Nesim, but it's still Sudas Rishos.
Yeah, no, I'm
understanding. It's like, not Zivchei Nesim, that's another issue. But it's still Sudas Rishos. Chanukah is in a category by itself. The Ramah is being machri, and he's coming to tell us the Iker Hadin is lefi the Rambam. The way the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam, Sudas a Chanukah party is a Sudas Rishus. Sudas Rishus. But big but, if you will sing and express Shevach v'Hoida during the Sudas Rishus, you're going to transform it into the status of a Sudas Mitzvah. Ad Kidei Kach, you can now say Al Hanisim, and it's not going to be considered a Hefsik. That's the Chiddush. You have the Koyach, but you have to be careful to do so. Because if you don't do so, If you don't say Zimiros, Shavach V'Hoida, if you sit and talk politics, then it remains the Sudas Rishus. And if you say Al Hanisim, you shouldn't say Al Hanisim then. And if you say Al Hanisim, it's a Hefsek. So there's an incredible chiddush. And the question is, everyone is grappling with, where does he get this? Where does the Ramah have this koyach, like a Novi, to say such a thing? There's no clear answer. There's no clear answer. The Mishnah Berurah says, He basically says Dibu'oysen Hayamim. Okay, then he goes on to the other idea. Okay, but that is the incredible chiddush of the Ramah, Kitzas Mitzvah. Kitzas, the koyach to transform it. That's what Chanukah is all about, the ability to show. Now, in the middle, which makes things even more complicated, he throws in a whole new twist. And this gets this as if it wasn't complicated enough. And he says, why is it a Kitzas Mitzvah? Mishum Dibu'oysen Hayamim Hoye Chanukas HaMizbeach. Another reason. Nothing to do with the Shemen, nothing to do with the Mulchama, because they rededicated the Mizbeach. Now, what? Just because they rededicated the Mizbeach, is that a reason why we have to celebrate as a Yom Tov? So there's much discussion. Someone to learn is... So the Mishnah Berurah already says this. Let me read what it says. The Be'oys Na'yam, if I tell you Chanukah Samizbeach, what would you say? Which Mizbeach? Ozeg Mo B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah Samizbeach? Which Mizbeach? Chanukah Mizbeach. During the Ivanim. Mishnah Berurah, the Be'oys Na'yam, Rotzoloimar, B'chof Hei B'Kitzlev, Kedisa B'Medrash. Medrash? Where are you going with Midrashim here? The Melechas HaMishkan. Nothing to do with Chanukah. Zero. When did Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael finish building the Beis HaMishkan? The 25th day of Kislev. And what happened? Hashem said, "You're ahead of schedule. I don't want to inaugurate the Mishkan now. It's too early. I want to wait until Nisan, because Nisan is when Yitzchak was born. Why Yitzchak, the Akedah? Hashem said, I have my reasons. I want to the spring Nisan Yitzchak. We're going to wait." But the Mizbeach was still complete. And Hashem says, so we'll have a party, we'll have a celebration to celebrate that the Mizbeach is complete, but we will not inaugurate it 100% until Nisan. And when will we inaugurate it? Well, Chanukah will occur in 1,000 years from now, whatever it was. Will be the miracle of Chanukah will happen on the 25th day, and that will be, and there will be, but these days really are days that are deserving of celebration, because the Mishkan of Klal Yisrael was complete. The Mizbeach was the first Mizbeach of Klal Yisrael was complete on the 25th day of Kislev in the Midbar by Klal Yisrael and Mishkan. So the Suda is not really for Chanukah. The Suda is going back. Can you imagine this? You're having a Suda. Forget the Rambam, there's no Suda. The Rav Yoh, the Mordechai, we don't paskin like. So Chanukah is not a Suda. So why then is it nothing with Chanukah? Forget about Chanukah.
Then no Al Hanisim.
Oh, very good.
So that's proof under.
Einochanami. So Al Hanisim. So you're right. You have another halachic problem. You're right. You're 100% correct. According to that, it means that this is Sudas Mitzvah. So for other matters, there are other inyanim in Shulchan Aruch, which there are other inyanim in Shulchan Aruch where it makes a difference if it's a Sudas Mitzvah or Sudas Rishus. But Al Hanisim, you're right. It's a problem. In the Chanam, that's why you need to come on to the other thing, the Noihagim. You need to come on to the
day.
What?
Only one day.
Not necessarily, because the inauguration. Okay, you ask another question. Why for 8 days, not one day? But it's a process. By the Mishkan, it took 8 days. They inaugurated the Mishkan for 8 days. So you see that inauguration does last for 8 days. Shlomo HaMelech, they also did 8 days. Be'im HaShmini. Inaugurations last for 8 days. Why? I do not know, but that's brought down in Chazal. So,
all the
balls. Na yom et sloima et sloima et chafei bekislev kidiz et medj tomachos ach mashon nishom bechafei bekislev el lashem mamam tin nakash baruch ha'gadol b'yosan nishna ad nishnol din yitzchok v'yam ha'ak adosh baruch hu alay l'shalim l'kislev v'shim lo'y chanukah space chashmoy v'gam sham imei antiyoiches Timu Hehichel Vyasu Chanukah Sabais Bishmoyne Yom. Okay, so that concludes the Inyan. So basically, we walk away three Mahalchim. It's not three Mahalchim, it's not. It is Kitzas. Kitzas? Why Kitzas? Because, not because of Chanukah, because of the Mishkan, but we still have the problem of Hanisa. Maybe it is. We have another thing which she mentions. If you threw Shiros Vistishpachos, that's the Koich of Chanukah. Chanukah gives you options. It doesn't change anything. It's the Zelbazach. The world goes on. But Chanukah opens up options. Through Shiros Vishpachos, you can transform the day into a different type of day. Okay, have a wonderful Chanukah party.
Friday?
I'll see you Friday, Mit Hashem. Mit Hashem Friday, 9:30, Mit Hashem. And tomorrow, Rav Michal will be giving the shiur at 9:30.